Good morning. My name is Lorian Vidal, and I'm an insulin dependent type 1 diabetic from Brooklyn, New York. It was my first real job when I was 19 years old. My schedule was from 12 to 8 p.m. in a New York City hair salon working as a stylist assistant, usually never finishing up before 9 o'clock. One night I had stayed extra to finish sweeping up and folding the towels since the overhead sink cabinets needed restocking. I walked to the subway around 9:30 p.m. and settled in for the long ride home. Since my stop was the last one on the line, I leaned back to relax. Before we even crossed from Manhattan into Brooklyn, I had fallen asleep. About 35 minutes later, my slumber was rudely interrupted by EMTs scooping me up off the bench while feverishly trying to get me to tell them my name. Hands were clapping in my face and tapping my cheek. I was very disoriented, and though I tried to tell them my name several times, they seemed not to understand me. One of the techs noticed a long chain around my neck where my medical ID hung, and they gave me a tube of glucagon in the ambulance. I was about 6 stops away from home, alone on a train that took me through some pretty shady neighborhoods. I could not speak coherently, and nobody on the train knew me. After the incident, my mother told me that I had been speaking backwards, which was why those poor techs couldn't understand me. So thanks to my medical ID, the EMTs were able to quickly discern that I was not some crazy junkie on a mind-altering chemical, and the hospital emergency room was able to contact my parents. I wear my new American Medical ID bracelet every day without fail, and would strongly urge all those with medical needs to do the same.